Well, here comes another award show, another music award show. YouTube is having a show this year.
Only a matter of time before that happened.
Ceremony will stream live on YouTube on Sunday, November 3rd. We'll have some pretty good performances. Lady Gaga, Arcade Fire, Eminem all signed up. Jason Schwartzman is hosting. Nominees set to be announced on October 17th. So YouTube getting its own music award show.
Yeah, not surprised, but I'm wondering what kind of awards are, like, best music video or most viewed, stuff like that, probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. There are plenty of things, you know, everybody's tried once and then said, nope, never doing it again. Everybody's guilty. And you probably got some stuff around the garage, the house that's there that never going to be used again. There's a new survey that asked people to name the things they'd tried once, then given up on forever. And these were the top 10 most common answers. 10 was hitchhiking.
Never tried it.
9, Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
Yep.
8, going to the gym. I fail at that one all the time. 7, sailing. Oh. Standing in a long line for a sale like on Black Friday. I never have and I never will.
Yeah, that's not a lot of fun.
Camping came in at number 5. Jogging, number 4. Karaoke, number 3. I had one of those. I think we finally got rid of that karaoke machine. Golf. And the number 1 most common answer, roller skating or rollerblading.
Here's a few of the people and things that are being affected by our government shutdown. Kids with cancer not able to start official clinical trials on drugs and treatments that could be helping them. All monuments, of course, and national parks have been closed. I guess one thing on the bright side, a KKK rally at Gettysburg was canceled because the park was closed.
So the pros and the cons.
Yes,
still
of the big
pretty,
shutdown.
Yeah.
Right.
A Navy nurse in San Diego, her name is Cindy Murray. She recently tried to track down her half-brother. She hasn't seen their parents, hasn't seen him, and their parents split up in 1976. She found out that he was also in the Navy, stationed just 300 miles away in Central California. And he's been searching for her, too. So on Friday, they were finally reunited, saluted each other, and gave each other a hug back from 1976. So
wow.
40-plus years later.
That's amazing. A judge in Nebraska sends a 21-year-old man to 3 years probation for a burglary charge, and there was an interesting twist with that sentence. He also banned him from having a girlfriend for 3 years.
Can you do that?
Apparently, this guy has some drug habits, and the judge told him, quote, you need to focus on you. So if you get a girlfriend, you'll have to do 120 days in jail. Still not clear if that's constitutional
or
not. But
all right.
No girlfriend for you. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.